Well, my name is Cassie Dare Abrams, and I'm going to start a nonprofit called Connecting Youth to Youth, and maybe some kind of for-profit. And my family also has a company that we haven't started, but it's called DA Laboratories, as in our last name, Dare Abrams. So that's what I'm affiliated with, I guess.
Now, what brought you to MASHUP? What was particularly interesting about MASHUP, and what did you come here to find out? We just got out of one of the MASHUPs about youth networks and about social networking. What were you going into the workshop intending to get?
Well, it didn't turn out this way, but we're going to have a leader session today as well. So, but I wanted to get feedback from what people want and what they can do with mashups they're creating, because we're at Mashup Camp, and I think there are a lot of available things that we have around here that can be done with all the stuff we're already creating, and I don't think we have to do any that much new stuff.
Now, you're someone who would probably call an early adopter of technology, because of your, I guess, in your family is very kind of tech oriented. I kind of
yes.
take that. Now, you're also probably the youngest person here and one of the few women here at MASHUP.
Yes.
So, what do you think? What is? I think the role of, say, a youth in all of this, and where do you think that people, youth can contribute to this kind of a dialogue that's happening here?
Well, I think a lot of the people here are making stuff for people my age, and they really need more input from people my age, because they aren't going to get their money if teenagers don't use it. So they need to really get more feedback from young people and girls and women, because I think women are more interactive with other people, and I think social networks are, I haven't done any studies, but maybe they have more women than men, because I know I like to interact more than my brother does, or interact on a daily basis, so.
Well, let's state, how old are you?
I'm 16 mm-hmm. and a half.
With a bullet.
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting point, because I think that, as you evidence here from the show, a lot of the folks involved in the technology, or even if you walk around and look at the Computer History Museum in Mountain View where this is taking place, you'll see a lot of males and older.
Yeah.
Are there some points that people are just missing altogether? Because you're saying that, there should be a lot more study of women, a lot more study of youth. Are there some points that you think are being totally missed by some of the developers?
Well, I think a major point is that is obvious here, but I guess not that obvious, is that everybody's different, and you can't get all 16-year-old girls because of what I say, and it may not be very clear here, because a lot of the people here are the same, or are male and around 40 or something like that, but they have to be aware that there are differences, and you have to, if you want to get the number of people that they probably want to get, you have to somehow have lots of different features or something like that, whatever you're doing with your mashup or whatever, you have to do lots of different things, I guess. So.
What would you like to see more in the social software that you're not seeing right now, or in the social networking? For you, I mean, I'm not gonna try to, brand you. It's like, tell us what they all want, But what kinds of things would you like to see, personally?
To tell you the truth, I don't really know at this point, because I don't know. I know I want something better than what I have with MySpace and just not that great stuff. But I'm not sure what would hook me, and I know that that's what a lot of the people here are trying to figure out. But it's like, I haven't figured everything out just because I seem older or more mature or something like that, but I'd like to see more, I guess, true interaction or something like that, not fake stuff.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for talking with us on the podcast, and good luck with your networks.
Thank you.
I'm David Drynan. I'm a principal engineer for AOL.
Now, why is AOL here at MASHUP? It's an interesting company to be here, one of the sponsors, but then you're here also presenting some ideas as well, right?
Sure. The main reason AOL is here is AOL wants to open up its services for other third-party developers to start using their services and their data. My particular area of expertise is on the Open Directory project called DMOS.org. DMOS.org is a category-based system for handling data, and we just want to make that data more readily available to end users.
Now, this is something that's new for AOL, as we were kind of discussing a little bit before.
Yeah.
Now, AOL's been, I think, you know, it's AOL is huge, and it's been, like many large companies, kind of a closed system. Why the change now?
I think it's market forces. I think users are demanding it. Users have a lot more choice these days. A lot of it has to do with broadband technology. There's a lot more interesting applications being developed, and I think AOL just needs to be like ahead of the curve on that. And it's playing catch up right now, but I think it has a lot of good ideas. It's opening up the AIM platform. It's getting in. It's really into wanting to host mashups for people, and it's really about knowing that you can't write the best applications all the time. You can do certain things good, but you really need to unleash the power of the community that's out there.
Now, what effect do you think, again, in your opinion, what effect do you think that's going to have on AOL and how people interact with it?
Oh, I think it's going to be very positive. So I think it's going to be very good. It's going to be, you'll see a lot more interesting applications, more valuable stuff for end users.
And the one that you're presenting, again, the Open Search, what's the website again for that?
www.dmoz.org.
That's dmoz.org.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.